Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit. A ho 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 and a hi hi hi.
Merry Christmas to you all and to all a good night.
But don't go to sleep yet because we have to take you through our ABC gifting spectacular.
I am concerned that this is going to be a lengthy episode given that we have 10 full pages of notes. So let's just get into it.
Yep. The very first person who wrote in was our very dear pod listener friend, Hot Girl Gut Issues Fitzoy.
And we sort of halfway through stopped mentioning.
We all heard it. We all heard it.
Stop it. I'm so tired. I could cry. We halfway through stopped noting who asked because some people like didn't want to give it away. And then I also got
a lot of messages of people not giving us enough information. It was funny. I asked Adrian to help with some of the gift guiding, you know, it's not great, but I just to bounce ideas off, you know, and he's like, well, that's not enough info. I was like, that's why they don't have a name and they're down the bottom of the document. So you'll know who you are when we get to you.
Yeah. Okay. My work colleague, Lisa, she sounds fun, has just bought a new apartment and is redoing her kitchen to be Scandi / Japanese style. Also likes skincare. I think her favorite brand is Philosophy. Not my flavor. Also doesn't really wear makeup to work. She also loves coffee and has hot girl gut issues like us too. Haha. Around $50.
We don't have to read out the ha-has.
Ha-ha-ha.
Every time you laugh like that, I see the gecko that's just like, you know. Anyway, the first gift I suggested because she likes coffee was the Daily Iced Coffee Cup.
Genius.
Hey-o, gift number one.
Is it?
Well, it's gift number one of the whole gift guiding gift.
And it happens to be part of our gift guide. I mean, giveaway. We should ring a bell, but I'm not going to, when we mention something that's... There we go. Yeah. That ice better not melt. When we mention something that we're going to give away.
I love it.
So here we go.
That's just going to make people want to pee. That sounds like a slushy tummy after.
Yeah, I was literally about to say. With that and a bit of like, it sounds like my bowels. Anyway, keep going. Speaking of bowels, I suggested the Aesop poo drops. And I think this is a perfect gift because it's the right price point. She's a new house and gut issues.
Yeah, some trifecta.
Yeah.
I said some cute little ceramic dipping bowls for sauces. When you said Scandi Japanese, like, type things, my head went to soy sauce. And so tiny ceramic dipping bowls. But also I like that you can get like mix and match or the same. Like don't buy the ones from Kmart, obviously. Get some really cute actual little ceramic ones. Anyway.
Yeah. Places like Muji might have them and any of those cute little Japanese stores. Also, I would imagine HK Living or House of Orange would probably have cute little ones. I bought some tapas bowls of them, a little set of four, and they do little noodle bowl sets too. They might be too high in price point, but little ones would be cute. Like Robert Gordon pottery too.
Yeah.
Really cute. I said Marimekko tea towels or a mug. I feel like Marimekko is the perfect combination of Japanese and Scandinavian.
Yeah. So. And you also said a Hey anything. So anything from the brand Hey. I said specifically the chopsticks.
So cute. Because she likes Japanese style, so she must need chopsticks and soy sauce.
Also, if she's just bought her first place, no one owns chopsticks before they own a house.
I did, but I'm a special breed.
You went to Japan.
Japan. I think that was when we already lived here, but I did buy chopsticks and the like soup spoons for Xiaolong Bao. I did buy them before I moved in. They're in my glory box because I'm a psychopath.
Special breed. Okay, next up was Fitzoy's dad. Notoriously hard to gift for. Hates material things and gifts, but gets upset if we don't buy him anything. Shaking my head. Loves fragrance. Just bought a fragrance making kit to play around with. We've given him Mecca vouchers in the past to buy stuff with and he doesn't use them. Maybe he has too many vouchers and he can't get through them. What a nice problem to have. He also adores the ocean and sailing, wears sailing clothes as normal clothes. He also loves wine, Shiraz mostly. This one I'm struggling with. Please help. Wow. First up, my gift. This is a time-bound gift. It only becomes available this week that you're listening to the podcast.
Wow,
and they
job.
Sell out.
Okay.
So it's a brand or a company called A Glass Of. It's a subscription service that creates single, like, mini goons, like tiny. Imagine a Tetra Pak for yogurt, mm-hmm. but a glass of wine.
A Petit Miam.
Yeah, Petit Miam. So there's single wine serves from Australian winemakers, and you can buy lots of different wine sachets to give him a flavor of Australia. And it's run by the person who used to be the sommelier at Chin Chin, but she's now Margaret. I can't recall her name. Anyway, that is my suggestion for your dad. They look, the branding is very on point as well.
That's fun.
Mm.
I said, do you not just buy him some chic AF Helly Hansen get up? And I told you this last year, but some wine glasses. We suggested Zalto for a wine snob, but obviously whatever floats your boat.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought some sort of ocean photo or painting or print, yeah. a sailboat situation. There's this really cute illustration called Cooper Ready to Sail on Greenhouse Interiors. It's like a bit niche, but it's like this little kind of tubby sailor man with like rope over his shoulder and stuff. I just thought if it's not his style, it's so not his style. But if it is his style, it could be a really cute little thing.
And then I suggested potentially a sailing charter, like a day out with his friends.
Below deck.
Is it going to be a yachty? Buy
Below Deck on
Heyu.
Box. Yeah, buy my Heyu subscription.
Anyway, yes, a day out with him, his mates, or you and your fam. I don't know.
I think that's probably better for a birthday, but like we'll give you that for a birthday because it sounds like he's a hard man to buy for.
Yep.
And so next big birthday, how good would that be?
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Must be nice. Okay, Zoe said, my husband's name is Michael. He's 38. He also likes Arum Williams gin barbecue. I got him his third barbecue for his birthday on Monday. We are also building an outdoor entertaining area in December/Jan. Don't comment on the way I just said entertaining. I struggled with my saliva management. He also loves hot sauce. I don't know if I took that in. Budget $200 to $300. Plus, he wants a smoker and an inbuilt barbecue when we finish the backyard. What's he going to do with his four barbecues? Anyway, sorry. I would like to point out that I do most of the cooking.
Of course you do, Zoe.
Trust.
First up, I suggested one of the high-tech thermometer gadgets. You can buy a Weber one. You literally put the thermometer in the meat and walk away, and it tells you on a little app on your phone how hot the meat is. Genius. So you know when you've cooked it to perfection. Or if your barbecue's getting too hot whilst you're inside watching the footy, he's on it.
Interesting. That is clever because I know, like, when it comes to inside cooking, which I do more of, that you can buy, like, an oven thermometer, which tells you the temperature of your oven, and then I suggested a thermopen to temp the meat once it's out. Does that do both? Or if it's in the meat, is it only going to tell you the meat temp, and if it's in the oven?
Yeah, I think it only tells you the temp of where the tip is, so in the meat.
Interesting. Mm. So maybe there's room to think of both an oven thermometer and a temping thermometer.
An array of thermometers.
So many thermometers, and maybe one for him just for fun.
There's also a gin distiller kit, which was my next suggestion. Oh, actually, this might be beer. In any case, it's from a company called Small Batch Brew, but I thought some sort of like brewing situation mm-hmm. because he's not that into cooking, but he clearly likes experimental style concoctions. Next up, I don't know if you've got your deck furniture sorted yet, but potentially one of those like nice side tables that doubles as an esky.
I have one of them.
Mm.
Really useful gift.
Yeah.
And you can kind of sit on it too.
Outdoor entertaining, you can sit on it. Correct. Yep.
Oh, okay. Here's where I got a little rogue. If you need to bulk things out, I said you could get him a big bag of 00 flour or great strong Italian flour, maybe a potted basil plant for outside, some Lux Tin tomatoes for the barbecue vibes.
She just wants your garden to look like her garden.
No, I just think that like when it comes to summer, all you want to do is cook outdoor pizza on the alfresco.
Yeah.
Pizza peel and stones, obviously required too. Don't forget those. You need to buy two peels because you build one on the peel and then you have one to get it out of the barbecue. And then you can slide it straight in. Whereas if you make your pizza on the bench, I personally find it hard to get it on the peel. I have no issues getting it off the peel, but I like to make my pizza on the peel.
I always do mine on a floured wooden chopping board so that I can go like, psh, psh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like doing it on the peel. It's easy as. Yeah. And also you can get wooden peels, which is fun too.
Yes.
Oh, which, speaking of, you can get ones that are personalized. So you can have like...
His name.
Mort's Kitchen, but it's not going to be... We know his name. Michael, who's 38's kitchen. Oh, I also said to buy the pizza cutter that rocks back and forth like a giant herb chopper, not the wheelie one because
they suck.
They fucking squeak. They need WD-40 from Day Dot. They're an issue. Mm-hmm. Also, there is these on the line of your distillery situation. There's these Italian cheese making kits. If you Google it, it will literally come up. I have one sitting that I need to do from last year. Mine's, I think, like a ricotta cream cheese one, but they do one that does mozzarella. So imagine, imagine this. You buy him a tomato pot plant. Well, it's like a little bit late to be doing your tomatoes, but like maybe you've already got them going. You buy him a basil pot plant. You buy him tin tomatoes, 00 flour, a chopper, a pizza peel, and...
Now he's Italian.
And the cheese, and he makes literally everything. There's something so satisfying. He's gone
from Michael to Michele instantly.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Alicia, her boyfriend, 25, he has very expensive taste, quite bougie, cares about his appearance, enjoys luxury products and clothes, price range $100 to $300. A fragrance.
Jinx, jinx, personal jinx.
Maybe you've got a molecule already, but Comme des Garçons, Santal, or Who is Elijah are all good options that smell expensive. A rad cap or hat, something that is of the bougie nature, maybe from a brand that he already loves, but caps are obviously a little bit more on the affordable side. I said check out Incu or Sense, Essence.
Oh, is that how that's said?
Yes, it is.
Essence. Double S-E-N-S-E.
Yeah.
Oh, duh.
Or the new Revolve for Men online store has some really nice brands as well. Oh,
I didn't know that was out either. I didn't know there was a Revolve for Men. That's
It's not
fun.
Called Revolve for Men. It's called something else. But it's, if you go to Revolve, you'll get there.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yep.
Similar to Inku, I was thinking this sounds like an end clothing kind of man.
Mm-hmm.
You could get him some cool, I don't know, I always tend to end up buying Brenton something from like APC or like Acne or something because it's just always so exorbitantly priced but so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah,
Inku would be good for that too. End clothing's pretty good shipping actually. I think it's DHL and so it will probably come faster than Australia Post, so don't be too stressed about like shipping there because it's international.
True.
But you could always pop into Inku if you've got one near you.
Over the budget, but if he doesn't already have R.M. Williams, I'm assuming he has them, to be quite honest. Also, you could do what we suggested for Fitzroy's dad and get a glass of wines as like a little side gift if you need to top up with a bit of extra cash.
Do you know what would be nice for him as well? A pair of Common Project shoes.
That would be really nice.
I feel like that's on brand.
They're currently 30% off on the Iconic as part of Black Friday. Not sure if they will be by Monday, but Cyber Monday could be.
Oh my God, that's great. Cyber Monday will still be going when this goes out. Everyone needs to listen to it today and buy today. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Oh my God, we couldn't have timed this better. It's like we planned it. Okay. Best friend, 24, also has expensive taste, but less so. Interested in getting into makeup, but a relative newbie. Lighter skin tone, cooler tones preferred, is a pharmacist and very stylish, 150 to 200. You've said a nice brush set. What would you recommend?
Makeup by Ariel.
Ooh, yeah, nice. Real Techniques always do great brush sets. We talk about it all the time.
I would get her some Daisy jewelry, like something silver from Majuri or Daisy, like something little. I reckon you could easily get for 150 to 200 in silver. 100%. And if she's a cool tones person, she clearly isn't going for gold.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, cute. I said Luminous Flush from Hourglass. It's a beautiful, cooler pink-toned blush for a fairer skin tone, and it's luxe. You could do that, like, with a brush set. Also, Dior Backstage Eye Palette 02. Cool. $88. Stunning. Looks luxe. I feel like it's very sophisticated, and this chick sounds like she's, like, an intellect sophisticated.
Wow.
No. Sophisticated. And Chantecaille Lip Chic in Hyacinth is a lovely perky pink on cooler skin tones.
Yep. Whilst we're talking about that, probably also some like Nude Sticks Bondi Bay, Nude Sticks Sweet Peach Peony, some like...
Not the cooler ones.
The simple, easy to wear things if she's a newbie that will like blend out nicely and seamlessly and don't cost a bomb as well. That would be good. And Sephora currently has 20% off as part of Cyber weekend, so this is good.
After I ordered, why am I an idiot? I ordered like literally 10 nude sticks 5 days before Black Friday.
That was silly. I'm gonna order the Huda Glowish.
Okay.
While we're talking so that we can try it for the pod.
Fun.
And her dad never wants a gift, but actually always does. Likes to pretend he doesn't like anything. I really struggled with Alicia's dad.
I get why she struggled.
I contacted her to ask her about whether or not she has siblings and various other questions. I said an Apple TV.
Yeah.
If you don't already have one, because he can do his sports things. He likes his phone. He can stream things from his phone to his TV. And also you can put all the apps on it. It's just a functional gift to have.
Yep. On that note, a KO subscription, obvs.
Yes.
If he doesn't already have, like, I think you still want KO even sometimes if you have the Foxtel Sports channels. Mm. Could you be as basic as, I mean, my dad's a bit like this, but he isn't the, says he doesn't want a gift, but actually does. Like, he just genuinely doesn't need a gift. But he always, every Christmas, loves a sports biography book.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. People who like sports biographies are very into sports biographies. It's like you can never have too many of them.
Exactly. The only thing in life that my dad wants is sports biography books, sports merchandise, and sports memorabilia.
I love it. She said she has no brother, no beach house. He's not outdoorsy, but he does love his bed. Potentially, I'd get him the book installed on a Kindle.
Yeah.
Up here for thinking.
He loves his bed?
Yeah, he loves his bed. Don't know if that helps, she says.
Can you buy him some sort of ergonomic pillow?
A weighted blanket.
Oh, I feel like he'll think that's lame on woo-woo, but okay. I do think it's also a valid point. Maybe if he's got an iPad or something, do you get him one of those like triangular pillow things that hold your laptop up so you can watch that in bed? I feel like that's real on brand.
That's a very good idea. Or like a little bed tray table, like a breakfast table.
But yeah.
For his iPad. Yes. Like what people would use in a bath. But for your dad for the bed. Anyway, okay, moving on. Brit gave us extraordinary budgets and details.
A plus for giving us such detail.
Yes.
And A plus plus for letting us spend money that we don't have.
Yes.
Okay, this was one of the first things that I wrote, so I feel like I was on a good situation here. So for her best friend, budget approximately 120. She just bought a house. She loves Jessica Nguyen. She entertains a lot and loves travel. Something homewares-y for a new place, but what? I think I have this. Like, I have this.
Same.
So, bed threads, homewares, duh. A Potosi home plate or platter. The round citrus fruit or tomato platter are both $110. You can buy them from bed threads. Shipping is free. Shipping.
20% off at the moment for Cyber Weekend.
Fuck yes. But the shipping will genuinely arrive probably Christmas Eve. Also, Angus and Celeste, which is a beautiful ceramics, mostly pot brand, but they do have some plates and stuff too. They do this beautiful blue and white range. You know the classic blue and white crockery that you see everywhere?
Yes, I do.
I feel like a lot of that is thrifted and things like that, but these guys do. It's called the Angus and Celeste Bohemian Blue Salad Bowl. It's $99. It's like kind of monstery, insecty blue and white pattern. It has that beautiful blue and white classic crockery feel, but with a modern twist. They're like really cool.
Okay. I said a Norman Copenhagen olive oil bottle. They're very nice. You can only get them from Danish design store. Can't remember which
one. And probably maybe design stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple of places, so you might have to hunt around.
You could get a nice olive oil to go in it too.
Yes, because nice housewarming gift. Also, a Dinosaur Designs medium bowl, which she can use as a key bowl at her front door.
Or a fruit bowl.
Tiny fruit bowl.
No, it's good for the citruses.
Yeah. Or like, tomatoes.
Yes, I have a separate for tomatoes and citrus and then one for like bananas and whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
I also suggested the Sun Water Jug from Gingerfinch, which is from a brand called Hubsch.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hubsch.
Stunning.
Yeah, $99. So that's a nice affordable one. A good, nice water jug is a good one for guests.
The kind of thing you don't realize that you need until you have people over.
Yes.
And you're making bulk mojitos most of the time is my issue. And I'm like, what vessel? And then we put it in a vase. Vase, good too.
What vases that double as water jugs?
Yes, but a vase is great, especially if you're buying someone flowers, to buy them a vase.
Because especially in a new home.
God, you just don't have.
Such a good idea.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to her husband?
Yes, we shall.
Great. Brit's husband, approximately $500 budget, impossible to buy for, works in real estate, a dad to their 8-month-old daughter. Interests include golf when he can, watching football, escaping to the beach house in Janjuk on the weekends.
So I would purchase a $600 voucher for Bray. This was all a really good plan until I realized that at the moment, currently, Bray only has, you have to stay and have dinner at Bray as a package. Mm. So currently you can't buy a $600 voucher and eat at Bray. But anyway, here's what I was talking about. You buy a $600 voucher for Bray, even though you told me $500, I blatantly ignored, which is about 40 minutes from Janjuk. So this covers your, is it Janjuk or Janjuk?
I've always heard people say Janjuk, but it may be Janjuk.
It's Huanhuak. She's lost it. Anyway, $600, that covers the set menu for two people. You have to take someone to the beach to babysit, sorry. But it's beautiful. It's like a classic. I would love to eat at Bray at some point in my life. And you're already out that way. I think it would be lovely and luxe. And hey, you could get him that. And then if they still, you have to do the accom, you could always book the accom for like his birthday or your anniversary or something and then combine it, which would be nice still too.
That's a cute idea. I suggested some clothing or like accessories from P. Johnson, which is a fancy men's golf brand by the same designer who used to run Vanishing Elephant.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day, now owns P. Johnson. Anyway, very expensive golf / Hamptonsy style men's clothing.
Oh,
and I feel like people who are in golf and have taste know about P. Johnson.
Interesting. I've never like heard of it because Brenton has no taste but is into golf.
Young, modern.
Yeah, okay.
But very expensive golf wear.
Oh, that's a fun tip.
Yes. Also, I suggested get him a record player for the beach house if you haven't already got one. It's a good one, the Sony one, which has Bluetooth and also speaker capabilities. Mm-hmm. So how convenient is it? I just love the thought of having your AirPods in if you need to, but it coming from your record or like Bluetoothing it to a speaker. How nice.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I actually found it really hard when I was buying my record player because I wanted something that plugged in, and a lot of them are only Bluetooth or only plug-in. And I was like, oh, but Bluetooth makes me feel like it's not a record because it's like I want it to be analog sound, and it was like weirding me out. So the fact that that has both, that's a great tip. And then you have gifts to come forevermore.
There's another one that has both as well. Let me just find the name of it quickly.
Is it Audio Technica?
Yeah, it's the, no, sorry, Project.
Okay.
The Project Primary E Phono, but you need to get the Bluetooth adapter for that. So it's like an extra $70 or something to get the like plug that makes it Bluetooth capable.
God, it's a whole situation when you get to doing a record player setup and it's like, do I need the amp? Do I need the mini amp? Do I need this?
100%. But yes, gifts forever because you can keep buying him records, which I feel like is very convenient. Yes. What else? A beach hat, Will and Bear. I'm sure he's probably already got something. I also then said, this is not a fully formed thought. I'll leave it to you to decide the details, Britt. But could you get him something this year to start forming a tradition that he can do with his daughter every year? So potentially the tradition's not going to happen on Christmas, but can you get him something that they can get involved in every year, if that makes sense? And then like if you have more children, they can all become involved in the tradition. It becomes like the dad and kids day of the year or whatever it is.
I said Lisa chiming in here. I did stupid shit like IMAX or Disney on Ice with my dad all the time or like, you know, membership subscription things, which I know I think they have like a bebe. But by the time they're like next year, you can take them to like some sort of exhibition situation. Even things like not this because it's sort of weird, but like me and my dad both had football memberships for the same team. So that would be our thing. Like I think it's really important to have
a dad
and daddy daughter things.
Yeah.
Do we know that she's got a daughter?
She does have a daughter. It is a daughter.
Yeah. So I think that that's lovely. Some sort of like exhibition museum membership, aquarium membership.
Yep.
Kind of sounds stupid, but I think is lovely.
Agreed. My friend's husband takes their, well, it's their son, but camping every year. Or like not just every year, like whenever they need time away, they'll go camping together. And I think that's really cute as
Big four membership, baby.
I don't think that's Britt's vibe, but yeah. Big four. Speaking of her daughter.
Oh, yes.
The budget here, we have 500 to 1,000. She'll be 9 months old at Christmas, and she's wanting to buy her a keepsake for her first Christmas.
Christmas.
They've already got the Tiffany & Co. money box, and so she wants something of that vibe that can be handed down over the years.
And we have nailed it, I believe.
Okay, you start.
Okay, the first one, this is not within the limit. But a Mason Pearson brush.
How much is a Mason Pearson brush?
I said it's way under budget. Oh. But the kids' Mason Pearson brushes, I'm not kidding. I know so many people who've had their Mason Pearson brush, like, to this day. Like, it's not a hand-me-down to your child, but it is a take with you forever. Like,
Ruby
classic item.
Ruby still raves about hers.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that Alice has one. I'm pretty sure that Meg has one. Lots of my fine-haired girlfriends.
Yeah, fine-haired blonde girlfriends. What the heck?
Yeah. So I think that that's a nice little gift.
Yes.
Now, snow globes, I think, are a perfect Christmas present. This was what my classy friend Alice told me. her sister used to collect them. She has like a Liberty one, Tiffany or Versace, whatever.
Mm.
And it makes sense because one, they're collectibles. Two, they're something that you like until you're old, but then can also pass down. And three, it's genuinely related to Christmas. So it makes sense to get it.
Yes.
On Christmas.
Also, it's something that at this age, it's like she'll always have it now. It's not, I know this sounds like very entitled, but when she turns like 4 or 5 and she starts caring about what she gets for Christmas, she'll be like, I didn't want a snow globe, mother, you know, but now it's like a good time. On that note, I said one of the fancy rattles, like the very like sterling silver fancy rattles that but will like, be an ornament. You don't. They're you ornamental. Don't. They're to be, they're heirlooms to be passed down.
Which is such a wild thing. Yes, totally get it. I also on the snow globe, I think it's fun because it can become her thing when you travel and she can buy like the shitty ones as souvenirs, but then she can also have this like beautiful luxe collection.
Yes.
I also said a rocking horse, which I know is not something that you like forever, but we had this big life-sized, basically pony-sized horse.
I think I've seen it. It was very scary.
Yeah, really scary. Really, like, realistic with, like, creepy hair. Maybe a cuter version of that. But I think a rocking horse is something beautiful that you can, like, I'd do a wooden one, not quite so realistic like mine, that you can pass down. It kind of takes up a lot of space and is annoying, but I think it's also lovely.
You could leave it at the beach house.
Yes, winner.
I also suggested a jewelry box or like a luxury dollhouse, potentially something that sits on a shelf and doesn't get used as it is expensive, but a good time to buy.
Yeah.
At this age.
Agree.
Hopefully that's helpful for you, Britt.
Dee wants to buy something for her 60-year-old father-in-law who is an accountant, business owner, likes travel, wine, eating out, the beach. No budget, but something thoughtful and easy to source. No hard ask there, Dee.
Fuck.
Are they planning a trip? You could get them a travel book for the area and a matching wine pairing based on the location.
That is very thoughtful of you, Lisa.
Isn't that nice? Oh, find a photograph or a painting of one of his favorite holiday destinations. If they have a beach house, a shot of that beach. I just bought my dad. Dad, hope you're not listening. A shot of from a photographer at Summers Beach of a man walking the dog on the beach at Summers. And I guarantee you he's going to love it because it's like he has no real appreciation for art, but he loves what he's like. Oh, this is in my house and that's just down the road.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's the simple things.
Yeah.
This is a small little ditty, but I really like the Wine Stains Barossa, like travel wine stem. It's essentially a stake that you put in the ground and it's like handcrafted from wood and you can hold your 1 or 2 glasses of wine for a picnic or you can take it down to the beach and pop it in the sand.
Genius.
Yeah. It's just like a little wine holder that you can fold up and travel with.
That's so clever.
Yeah. Oh, and I also suggested, it's probably less personal, but a voucher for a degustation experience at a winery is also a nice idea as well.
Lovely.
I did a degustation at a winery. It was gifted to me for my wedding, and it was lovely.
Where did you go?
It was in Margaret River.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, really nice. Okay, Dee's partner is 29. He's a doctor, ongoing specialty training for the next 5 years. He's got a tough slog ahead. He likes running, beer, mini getaways. Basically, the gift for the guy who's got everything and has lots of gadgets already. Okay, Adrian tells me every doctor already has them. So either he's already got them and you can disregard this gift or he's a loser and he's missing out if he doesn't have them yet. Over-ear headphones, something that's noise cancelling, that's not going to annoy him sitting in his ear all day, but that he can pop on if he needs to have a nap in the break room or similar. We also suggested along that vein, something more comfortable for the home office. Potentially you could get him one of those standing desk elevator things. Support for his home office was where I was going with that. You said, I'm stuck on this other than getaways. I said, new runners, Lisa's favourite running socks.
Yes, some Thorlo socks wouldn't go astray.
Thorlo, thank you.
Yeah, Thorlo Xperia,
oh, yes. Believe. I also said a trip away in a tiny home or tiny cabin situation.
So effing cute.
Somewhere where there's good hikes because he likes hiking. So you got to plan ahead, find the hiking trails you want to take him on. The only other thing that I thought of for some random reason, I think hiking in the outdoors threw me. And I said, does your home support an outdoor bonfire? Can you get him a little outdoor fire pit to sit around.
You can get some pretty small fire pits.
Yeah.
Yeah, cute.
Laura's dad works in tech, likes to try out new gadgets, not a foodie, fussy, hates getting presents, around $100 to $150 as he does not like gifts, loves his lawn and his family, sometimes in that order. I suggested Dewitt trowel. It has a bottle opener on it as well. In fact, I then suggested anything from Dewitt It's stocked at Home Camp or European Garden Tools. Home Camp has lots of stuff for people who are like outdoorsy, like gadgets and tools that are good quality and hardy and outdoorsy.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what else is an excellent gift for the outdoorsman that doesn't come in this budget, but I forgot that I bought Brenton?
Mm.
An Engel, which is the, I think it's actually like Engel, E-N-G-E-L.
Mm.
It is a fridge that you plug into your car.
Mm.
And they are so useful. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of tradies already have them, but if they're not a tradie, do you know what? That'd be good for the bloody doctor. For the
boating person.
Oh, yes, for the boat. Of course. Honestly, everyone should buy an Engel.
I also suggested, this is a random one. Very random, in fact, but you said he likes gadgets and there's a lot of plugs that you can get from like Officeworks these days that can, they're like literally like, they look like an adapter and they connect to an app on your phone so that you can flick on lights or your coffee machine in the morning or things that need to be preheated in the house or a lamp if he's going away for the weekend and he wants it to look like there's someone in the home. I don't know. Techie things.
Yeah. Philips Hue lights, right?
That kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, you can get even cheaper. Like, they're a dime a dozen, but they're fun to have. You could help him set them up. You could even set up an Alexa or, like, an Amazon Echo and then have it all connected so that you can be like, hey, Alexa, turn on the coffee machine, and then your little plug will be like, bloop.
God, that's fucking genius.
Yeah.
Help me with my bestie and her girlfriend. They're, like, regular beach getaways. She's got a wandering folk rug for her B-day, if anyone is listening to this and it sounds familiar and you need to steal a gift idea. Sustainable living, quirky, unique homewares, mango wood with pops of yellow or pastel. We always buy each other earrings, but they are always so thoughtful. Was thinking of a cool cabana, but need other ideas. Otherwise, she's a corporate professional, just turned 30. $200 to $250 between the two of them. I just kept thinking, if you're thinking a cabana, why are you asking us? That just sounds like a great idea. Yeah. But if you want to get the cabana and add something on, I suggest adding the Opinel Bon Appetit knives from Food for Everyone. They are literally...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Colored wood knives, and they just meet her description of like quirky homewares perfectly.
Yes. I said on the quirky homewares line, could you get them something from Dinosaur Designs? They've got really nice vases or a salad bowl or something like that. They've got such bright colors, you could get like the turquoise one or something that is specifically designed for quirky homewares people.
Yeah.
Also, Sage and Claire homewares, they've got so much fun stuff. Yes. You could get them a throw for the bed or some floor pillows or I could think of pretty much everything that Sage and Claire does would be suitable for them.
Absolutely. And Kip and Co. do similar stuff to Sage and Claire as well.
Yes, for sure. This is a gift for someone's boyfriend and it's possibly a 30th present as well.
Do you know what I would say?
What?
You can't do a joint 30th with Christmas.
Yeah, it's a big event.
It's a big event. I think if people have a close together birthday, they're already sick of joint presents, but a 30th is so big that you need to go all out, and if you do, then just get him a small Christmas present, but I don't think that you can combine them.
Also, 30th is so easy to go all out for, like I did for Adrian. Book a event space, get some canapes, put a $500 tab on the bar and a Krispy Kreme cake donut cake, and that's like part of the 30th gift. And that's so thoughtful because you've brought everyone together. You've paid for it. You've sorted the whole thing. Someone does a speech. Everyone feels lovely. 30th's easy. But what's hard is his Christmas present.
Yeah.
He's a coffee snob. He likes cooking. He has a fancy coffee machine already with all of the accessories. Loves fancy tech. Has great headphones and a watch. Loves soccer, but got the merch last year.
Okay, asshole.
I've suggested coffee-related things. I know you said not to, basically, but I've gone down that lane. Speaking of lanes, Market Lane coffee subscription.
Ayo.
Market Lane coffee is the best, in my humble opinion. The coffee subscriptions are very reasonably priced, and every month you get a different blend, which is nice. Or every time you get a delivery, you get a different blend, which I really appreciate as someone who likes to experience coffees. I also suggested, even though he's got a coffee machine, would he be interested in a French press or a cold drip setup? There are some really cute ones from Kinto or like a moka pot. And I've got the Stelton Collar Espresso Maker from Design Stuff, which is a moka pot, and it's $200. And I also suggested the Kinto Brass Coffee Dripper Pot and Stand from Kinto, which is $279, but it's gorgeous.
I literally have no idea what any of these things do.
Oh, but look how...
Oh, it's stunning.
Thank you. That's all you needed to say.
Yeah, both things that you've shown me are stunning. I just don't understand what they do.
They're like cold drip or like different extraction methods for the coffee than an espresso machine. I also said, this is a very random one, but Spikeball. If he has siblings or you have siblings or he's a competitive person, Spikeball.
What is Spikeball?
It's a trampoline that you put on the ground and you throw balls. It's like handball with a tiny trampoline in the middle. They're all the rage on the beach at the moment. Yeah. Everyone's playing them, young and old alike. I feel like it's the gift of summer.
Did I recommend this or did you recommend this?
Adrian recommended this.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you stole my thing. Does he even know what a fish weight is?
He does. He's really into it.
Oh, Christmas sorted.
Yeah. We're not doing Christmas. Oh. So a fish weight, or I said an OG camera. Would he be interested in like a film camera? There's a good website called Film Never Die.
Do you know what you can buy on eBay, which are great? I did research into like the easiest point and shoot film camera that I could get just for like cute things. And we've had lockdown. I've literally never used it. But I bought the Olympus MJU-2 in like Roman numerals. And this apparently has fabulous reviews. It's like so 2000s looking with like the slide over lens. But apparently it just like takes great photos, but it's like really compact and like easy to use.
Do you know what else I discovered looking into these cameras? The film cameras, looking into them. There's film drop-off points in pretty much every city in Australia that are like a PO box, basically, where you go and you sign your name on a little slip and you drop your film into the box and they'll invoice you and then send your prints out to you.
That's so cute. I'm pretty sure that like Eastland develops film.
Probably, but if you want someone professional that's not, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you want not the old school method.
From Ted's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's cute. Where would they be? Like where do they have?
If you look on websites, just Google like film drop-off point in your city. And I was looking, there's like one in Collingwood and it's like in the doorway of this, then there's a box that looks like X and it's like a little treasure hunt as well.
So hipster.
Yeah, very hipster.
You also glossed over the fish weight. It is the St. Peter's fish weight by Josh Nyland, FYI. That's the one that you want to buy. Also, I think the shipping might be quite expensive because it's very heavy because it's a fish weight.
Oh, mine wasn't.
Have you got one?
Bought it for Dad.
Oh my God. I feel like everyone always laughs at me every time I suggest fish weight. And now
everyone wants look who's fish laughing. Weight. I know.
Exactly right.
And the final one was a record player, but that might be a good one for his 30th. So maybe save that. Everyone's getting a record player.
Ah, this is from Alison. Loves beauty. Last year we bought the ultraviolet set, which you suggested, and she loved it.
Yep.
Loves footy and family, is Italian, loves food, likes to eat out and do classic date activities.
She sounds fun.
She does sound fun.
I said, unsure of your budget here, Alison, sorry, but a pottery and wine class. If you're in Melbourne, you could go to Stoker Studio for a day out. It's on the Mornington Peninsula. It's very fun. I love it there. You could go to somewhere afterwards in Red Hill. There's like a million.
Any cute voucher for a nice Italian restaurant?
Yes. All I can think of is Beppi's in Daylesford. I also said the go-to skin party set.
Yeah, cute.
If she liked the ultraviolet set, it's the body wash and body moisturizer from GoTo. So you could also get her the new ultraviolet skin tint.
Yeah, you've got to guess her shade. However, there's not that many, so that could
there's
be
There's not
okay.
that many. And also at the moment, they're giving away a beauty sponge to reapply it with.
That's fun.
With it if you're getting in early enough and they haven't sold out. So that could be cute.
I'm not sure if you're buying with someone else, but at the moment, Mecca have these really cool edits for Cyber Weekend. There's called like the Mecca Edit, which has a touch of moisturizer. It looks like a Bare Minerals blush, Dr. Dennis cleanser, Patchology sheet mask. Really cool value sets, which are great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's cool and new? Gisu.
Yeah.
Like the hair oil or the body oil or one of the sets.
Yes.
Kind of feel like that would give you a bit of street cred. Like, this is cool. This is new.
I've run out of ice.
Okay.
But the Youth to the People clay mask set could be a good one.
Yes.
Because skincare, and it's nice, and that's kind of a universal skincare product. Like a mask is a good one.
That's so true.
Yep. All right, let's move on. We have a lot of men coming up.
Yes, and so make sure you don't tune out after your dad or partner has been mentioned, because, you know, all men are the same. And we may cover something appropriate in upcoming ones.
Yes, good point. Morgan's boyfriend's dad, 55, likes wine, bourbon, nice chocolates and meats, and spends a lot of time doing yard work. Doesn't like tech gifts. Okay. Norman Copenhagen whiskey glasses.
I think we own them. Yes, we do own them.
They're very nice.
Yeah, stunning. I also suggested the big ice cube trays for his whiskey. Design Stuff have them, but any kitchen place will do, where it's like 4 cubes per tray. They're nice and big. You pop one in your whiskey. Just so chic and fun, and a good little add-on.
Yeah.
Also, surely you can get him some sort of charcuterie platter, or like, it's nice to see a dad that likes chocolate. Like, just get him a little cocoa black little situation.
Or that's so true. Or get him that with a Starwood whiskey. They've got lots of like cocktail, like pre-made cocktail things at the moment. So it's like a regular size looking spirit bottle, but it'll be a whiskey cocktail with something else, and you can drink it straight. And you could drink it straight with the giant ice cubes that you've ordered him and the chocolate. Delicious. That's such a nice gift.
Must be nice to eat chocolate.
Claire's dad had me laughing. 66 years old, bus driver in regional Vic. Wants to buy him something other than a Bunnings voucher. Obsessed with home renos. Always has a handyman project on the go. Loves real estate, watching TV shows like Escape to the Country or anything on the ABC. Loves a good bottle of red more than anything. Spending quality time with his girls, and wouldn't mind receiving clothes or tech gifts if they're practical and easy to use. Your dad, Claire, is a legend.
An Australian icon.
Literally. Just buy him an Akubra and be done with it.
Absolutely. Pair of RMs and an Akubra, and he is done. Maybe hard yakka shirt.
Yes. Yep.
Honestly, not a bad idea.
I said, could you get him a board game or something similar that you guys can play as a family?
Tilsk, Finksk, you know, any of the wooden stick games. They're so fun. And when you're all together as a family and as an outdoorsman, what a great idea.
On Christmas, perfect, if you've got nice weather, hopefully. So perfect.
Not with the
La Nina. A voucher to a nice winery where you can take him for lunch with his girls. Have a stroll in the gardens of the winery. Like, pick somewhere dad friendly, you know? I've also said my dad is kind of like your dad, except not a bus driver. And he really likes the Age Good Food Guide. I said, I'm not sure if your dad's too regional for this to be relevant, but it's by the age, so it's hitting the right demographic. And it also recommends like good places to eat and drink situation. He may be too regional.
I do also think though that if he is regional, there should be some sort of similar publication or book for that region.
Hopefully.
Like, I feel like this guy needs a pair of AirPods.
Possibly. For his bus driving.
Well, no, because that's vastly unsafe. But about... Yeah. He's got to listen to the traffic and the sirens and the people on the bus to when they get off. And if someone has a fall, if someone needs a pram lifting up onto the thing.
Wow,
I don't know.
Wow.
But while he's out in the garden, hell yeah.
True. I suggested Hey Tomorrow Cask Wine. Here I am with all of the wine suggestions.
You really are going for it, which is good because I've had none.
They are very stylish looking, literal goon boxes.
Yeah.
But with very expensive wine that costs less because it's in a box. So they use like proper wine brands.
So is Hey Tomorrow the people that make the...
Hey Tomorrow are the people who curate the wines that go in the boxes.
Okay.
Yes, and you can also get, they have like other knickknacks on their website, and you can get a box of red, a nice box of red.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. also a nice picnic rug, potentially, or like a picnic basket situation.
Cute. Amanda, for $50 to $100, wants to buy something for her brother, who is 29, works in financial trading and investments, super frugal, never buys himself anything, an introvert, enjoys soccer, poker, and whiskey, must be able to travel in a suitcase post-Christmas to go home. So she's going home.
Mm-hmm.
But then why can't you buy it when you're there? Or why can't you have it sent to someone, like a relative's house, and collect it so that you can give it to him? I don't know. Just consider that. Anyway. So she needs to be able to buy it from Canada, but also I say she doesn't. Single and lives in Melbourne and hasn't been on a date in COVID, so shout out to any gals listening that might be interested by an introverted, frugal, tight ass who loves poker and hockey.
And works in financial trading.
Niche, but still sexy.
I said I would get him things. I would get him things that subtly help him with dating, even though you're not going to tell him that's what it's for.
Yes.
I.e. a nice fragrance, a fancy watch, a tie, a nice
shirt. Who's wearing a tie? Oh, no, because he would wear a tie to work.
Yeah, or probably on a... He might have to wear the...
He's not a narc. A tie on a date.
Is he not a narc?
Is he a narc, Amanda?
We'll find out.
Suspenders. And a fancy accessory for his headgear.
Maybe he's that into that kind of fashion. Let's not knock him. But also, I said, it's the things that, because he's frugal, he wouldn't normally spend money on, but he needs that, like, go-to date outfit so that he's not stressing about what to wear. And he's got that touch of, oh, this guy has an acne wallet. He must know how to dress. Mm-hmm. You know, those, like, subtle, unspoken symbols of class and money.
Could you get a card holder for under 100? No, but maybe you've got another sibling or your mom or someone wants to go in with you for something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I said, is he the kind of guy who wears soccer merch all the time? Because in my head, he sounds a tiny bit daggy and he might just wear sports merchandise all the time. If he does, is there a soccer team near you now that you can buy and take home? So it's like a thoughtful gift from Canada.
Do Canadians play soccer?
There's got to be someone.
We didn't get anything for Taryn's sister-in-law, who's 32, a workaholic, shops at Country Road and Seed, loves reading, no children, describes herself as a hot mess. $60 budget.
Did you know that Seed does homewares now?
Yeah, I do. Seed does everything now.
Yeah, but their homeware selection's actually really quite lovely. So I would suggest perusing the homeware section from Seed, which I think is lovely. This girl just sounds like every...
She sounds like she needs a self-help book, like Glennon Doyle,
mm-hmm.
or one of the ones, Phosphorescence, one of the ones I've read this year that will help her with her hot messness and contribute to her loved readingness.
Yeah, I think that's a good ticks two boxes. Kills mm-hmm. two birds with one stone.
Yep.
I think maybe even, like, she's a workaholic. Could you get her something like a face mask or just something to sort of, like, take a moment, have a breath?
I like that
a
idea.
A face mask and a book?
A face mask and a gua sha.
Are we going to get this for $60?
You could get a face mask, like a go to the 4-pack of Transformazing face masks. That's around $40.
Isn't it a 6-pack?
It might be a 6-pack. It might be more than $40. The 6-pack is $45
of
the go to Transformazing masks. So that's perfect.
Okay. Do you know what I'm like? Kind of obsessed by. Seed have these really cute heat pillows,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is just a bloody heat pack, but it's like a beige and white gingham heat pillow. And like compared to my weird possum shaped stuffed toy heat pack or my fluoro pink one from Chemist Warehouse, that's like really cute and chic and a bit of a, you know, I don't know. It's kind of random, but it's also gifty and cute, and it's from a shop that you know that she likes. Also, you could potentially just get like some scrunchies or little hair accessories from Seed to top up like the face masks or whatever.
You could get that and the glowy face set from GoTo, which has a Transformazing mask and a lip balm, like the GoTo lip balm in it. That's nice. Or if you want to spend a little bit more and go only GoTo, you could get the Every Party, which has two of the Transformazing masks, a cute little bag, the lip balm and the Face Hero oil.
Fun.
That sounds good as well. Yeah, I think they're good gifts. I like the I like the heat pillow idea, and Interstates have some really nice ones as well, but they might be a little bit too... Are you right?
Jesus Christ.
They might be a little bit too, like, woo-woo
yeah.
for her.
A little too health.
Yeah.
Brother-in-law, 26 for family KK, $100, likes sport and his dogs. He sounds lovely.
Let's marry him.
Yeah. I've suggested... Oh, no, I was going to go diddling, but it's not.
It's not.
I've suggested a Nice Digs lead, in particular the leather adjustable one, because it means you can go hands-free and walk with your dog's cross-body like a handbag. Hmm. It's bloody ripper when holding a coffee or browsing at a market or going for a run, which ticks off both sport and dogs. I have the black one. I've had it for years and it's still going and it's really nice quality and it looks super luxe.
I didn't know that was Nice Digs.
Yes, it seems stupid, but Brenton gets around it too, and he doesn't get around anything dog-related or cool-related. And I have the black one, but at the moment they have one with flowers on, which is really cute. But there is a nice tan leather plain one, which would be a lovely option.
You could also get him Spikeball.
Yeah, that's fun. That is great fun.
Or you could get him a sports memorabilia book.
Oh, yeah. No, he's too young for that, isn't he?
Oh, he's 26, sorry.
Dad territory. Truly, I just think buying the Nice Digs lead, it's incredible. Although it says he likes his dogs, and you might even bloody need two. But the good thing is, it's adjustable, right? It's got two clips, so you can actually clip one on each
dog,
and then you just have a loop.
Yeah.
Like, it's genuinely so good. Or you can clip both onto one dog and have a loop, or you can clip it so that you have a small loop or a big loop or doubled over. It's adjustable. That's the whole thing, right? Very clever.
Yes, great. A dad. Is it Taryn's dad? No, it's just a dad. $100, loves whiskey and golf, a good cook, works on the farm a lot, 63 years old. I said, hear me out here because dads can be awkward with clothes, but we got my dad some of the Lululemon pants. They look like a chino, literally exactly like a chino.
In their workwear line, right?
Yes.
Yes.
They're stretchy. They're perfect for golf because they look exactly like your nice golf pants, except they're actually functional. So you can bend down in them. You can stuff balls in the pockets and they're not going to like, because they're stretchy, they can hold more. And also you can get them tailored. Lululemon will tailor everything for free for you. So if you get him them and they're, you know, he's got short legs or whatever, you can get them taken up. So they fit like a glove, like a dream. Functional and fabulous, I said.
Yeah, I told my mom about that suggestion. She was like, oh, that's great.
Yes. Fish weight.
Here we go. Again, that wasn't me. And the Josh Nyland cookbooks.
Did I start with Crocs? I feel like men on the farm, Crocs, it's a vibe. And then Lisa said, or a nice hat, a Cobra.
Very stereotypical.
Fiance, buying him a Weber for Christmas, so must have accessories, please.
Okay, so I find when we're barbecuing, we almost need a station on the side of the barbecue to have like the meat or the sides laying on or the oil or the butter or whatever. So some sort of side table or drinks trolley or bar cart, IKEA storage trolley style thing would be handy to have by the barbecue. And then we always end up taking like a butter dish out or the oil and it gets left out there. So even just like a little tray or caddy, like the kitaboodle tray style, but not for him because he doesn't deserve something so chic to be then put outside, but like that with, you know, an oil, butter, tongs, just stuff to have at the ready when barbecuing, because I feel like everyone has all these things for the barbecue, but then you don't actually have the prep unless it's like a built-in bench space.
I also recommend getting one of the grill plates for the Weber because it depends on what size you've got, but the family and the mini only have like holes, grills.
Yeah.
So if you get the grill plate, you can put things on it that will fall through, like onions, for example. If you've cut them up and you want to put them on the barbecue, you can't do that because they fall through.
Or anything that has, like, it's super, like, juicy and that you want to keep the juice going.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Yes. So I definitely recommend that. Also, just Weber cleaning accessories are good to have. I know it's a bit boring. There's, like, tongs that you can get that hang on the front of it, like the Weber branded tongs and stuff. Honestly, there's so many Weber accessories.
Stepmom loves Prosecco, riding horses, bought a farmhouse this year. Need we say it again? Merry people gum boots, a broad brimmed hat. Also, I asked my friend Evie, and wow, did she deliver on the luxe horse girl shit. So here we go.
If you are a horsey person or need to buy for horse people, this now is the segment to listen into.
She says, PS of Sweden, subtle pad, lots of different colours. Matching boot set, same brand, can't go wrong. So PS of Sweden. breeches, which I still don't understand the difference between breeches and jodhpurs. So this is from Stride Equestrian, pro riding leggings, charcoal grey, a competition shirt from Joe and Ponick.
Joe and Ponick looks very like MC apparel. Wow. Fancy. It's like Lululemon for horse people.
Oh my God. Okay. So this competition shirt's like a jockey shirt. This is fun. Oh yeah. MC apparel is the MC Pizzazz competition shirt. That's fun. Holland Cooper is actually the only thing I know about because Holland Cooper sort of enters like normal wear meets horsewear, which I think is cute, which is exactly what Evie said because she says, love all things Holland Cooper, can be worn riding but also just casually.
Mm.
And then she recommended the brand Hairy Pony, which is a luxe shampoo slash brush brand. So any like kind of horsey accessory from there would be cute.
Very cute. Okay, moving on. Mid-60s male, voracious reader and rugby union fan, likes to keep fit, no sense of style. Don't I have many of these in my life?
I think that might have been
you said my that. Comment. I thought you might have, but I wasn't sure.
It's weird the number of non-stylish rugby men I have in my life. Anyway, there's pretty much only one answer here, and it is either a legitimate rugby jumper, i.e. Wallabies, merch, or whatever teams he goes for, Rebels, Reds, Blues, I think. Wait, a Reds and Blues union or league? I'm pretty sure it's union. Anyway, or a rugby jumper, but like Patagonia, Aaron Williams style.
Yeah.
I truly think that that is the perfect gift.
The next one is a KK-related one, so we're going to do this in the KK-related episode on Wednesday.
We will, but I just want to read out the description because it's hilarious.
Go.
Female, 35 years old, private schooled, doctor who owns a house, single, girly, blunt. She kind of sounds like me.
I said, please get her some sort of sassy cross stitch.
Yes. Like a please leave by 9
cross
stitch vibe.
Exactly. I also, it's for a friend's KK, you've said.
Mm.
I don't know if there's a lot of you that are contributing, but let me give away my KK thing because none of my friends listen to the podcast. We're doing crafty KK this year where we all have to make each other something. And so I'm making everyone those like jazzy beaded bracelets that are very in at the moment. I bought a bead kit and everyone's getting a 2 bracelets each, which say funny words about them on it. One that says their name and one that says bitchy or similar.
Preteen daughter, not super girly, but arty. Just started getting into skincare and basic makeup.
I said I'm not sure if she's into fragrances or if she's too young at this stage, but if she's not too young and you're happy to get her a fragrance and she's into Ariana Grande, who isn't at that age, all of the Ariana Grande fragrances are
tolerable.
And hot property. The new one is God is a Woman, if you're interested to know. I'm also getting my teenage niece the Taylor Swift new Red album, Taylor's version. She likes
to play on what?
She likes to collect the CDs because she really loves Taylor Swift. She wants to own all the CDs. This is the latest one.
Does she? Like she doesn't open the CD.
Couldn't tell you.
She wouldn't have something to play it with, surely.
There are still CD players in existence in the world.
I know, but do you own one?
Hmm.
I don't.
No, but I didn't ask for a CD for Christmas and she did.
No, that's fine. I think something like the Mecca Max new skincare line might be nice for her too.
Morphe 2?
I also thought Morphe 2 and also just generally Morphe. If she's quite artistic, it might be more appropriate for her to be playing with like colourful eyeshadows in terms of like an artistic expression versus like, I need to wear this to, you know, wear makeup. Do you know what I mean? It's probably more how I'd want my young tweens getting into makeup.
Yep. Yep. Fair enough. 22-year-old brother who likes his car, motorbikes, and camping. He's about to buy a mountain bike. Go on, Lisa.
Thank God Brenton was useful for this one. A mountain bike helmet, Fox Speed Frame MTB helmet black from Pushies. I'm telling you, Pushies is the store to go to. Also, they have massive sales at the moment.
Oh.
Brenton was like, I just bought a pair of mountain bike shoes online in Black Friday. It's my only Black Friday purchase sale so far. And I was like, was it from Pushies? And he was like, yes, Lisa. And I was like, yes, because I get the emails because every Christmas and birthday I have to buy you something bike related. Now I get Pushies emails and 99 bikes and bikes now and everything. Anyway, motorbike goggles, he said, generally about $100. Camping chair. Everyone's always fighting over a good camping chair.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep. I like them.
Sister-in-law, 20-something, loves eco-friendly and natural products, currently obsessed with lanolin. I suggested the Esme Skin Minerals Probiotic Serum or the Hyaluronic Serum, a dry body brush. Goop do a good one. Actually, just roll with Goop because it's very sort of on brand for what you suggested. You could buy her the Luxe exfoliating pads that are super bougie and burn your face off, but then make you sparkle like Edward Cullen.
Oh, Avec. Yes, an Avec face oil, and they're 30% off possibly still at the moment. I also suggested a brand called Nunchi, who are based on the Mornington Peninsula. They do aura sprays, like dream mists, those sorts of like eco-friendly, all natural scents. And they have a lovely online store. Also Innerstates, again, like...
They do the heat packs.
They do the heat packs. They do oils. They do like incense. They do the whole works, and it's all very lovely stuff.
I also suggested the MV Organics Rose Oil or anything from MV Organics, or the Josh Rosebrook Hydration Accelerator, which is the most beautiful mist, super luxe, but also super hashtag clean and hashtag wellness.
Yep. You take away the next one. It's all yours.
Husband who works in finance, like soccer, basketball, Ralph Lauren and Cadbury. I think it's really easy that you know that he lacks a brand. You just roll with it forever and ever and ever. I recommended Dom Gauci prints. You can buy...
What's a Dom Gauci print?
So Dom Gauci is an artist. I still can't figure out if it's a boy or a girl, if it's Dominic or a Dominique. They do geometric portraits, and there's quite a lot of basketball ones. Brenton bought himself a LeBron one, and then... Oh. Our friend Liv, Armadale Hair Liv, bought her basketball diehard partner a Kobe one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hit. Okay. And everyone likes them. Basketball cards, they're super in at the moment. You can get them from like Cherry Collectibles, just buy a pack. It's just a fun little gift, but also you can get something that's like really high value in there potentially.
Oh, it's like a pick, like you could get lucky with it.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon cards. Like
Macca's Monopoly.
Brenton has thousands of dollars of basketball cards. They're like if he's not, I'm sure he's into it. If he's into basketball, he's got to be into it. If he's not, then he's like sleeping on it. Also, I would just opt for like a Ralph Lauren linen-y shirt that can be worn open over the top of a, like a shacket open vibe or done up. Great. Yep. Also, I feel like you must do one of the personalized Cadbury gifts at the Maya Giftporium.
And the very final gift is for a dad who loves cooking. We've got so many cooking dads.
Mm.
Where's Jesus sandals? Wireless headphones were a hit. I assume that was a previous gift.
Yeah. I like hearing what has been a good gift. Same. That's actually very helpful.
It is. Yeah.
The Apple AirTag. Genius. We've recommended the Tile devices before, but the fact that this is an Apple one, if he has Apple devices, is very exciting and very practical.
Yep.
Why does Jesus sandals make me think that he's sustainable or a vegetarian? So cookbooks, One Pot Pan Planet cookbook, the Maddie Matheson Homestyle Cookery, Bradley Oney Field Notes for Food Adventure, or an Anthony Bourdain World Travel book.
Speaking of Bradley Oney, get him a kimchi kit from the Fermentary. It's a brand that you can now order online, but they also retail in a few different stores. You can get like kimchi kits or sauerkraut kits. They give you the starter that you need and also the paste that you require, and then he can ferment his own ferments.
That's fun.
He likes cooking.
Do you know what we haven't suggested for any of these people that love cooking, smoking, whatever? A sous vide?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bradley only uses sous vide a lot.
Yeah. I would appreciate being gifted one, but otherwise I would never use nor buy.
No.
But like it's fine to get gifted.
Yeah.
It makes it worth it for the one time.
And it's not huge. It's not going to take up a heap of space.
Oh, I like this. With the cookbook, like some nice ingredient brand situations. You can even get him a little hamper of things.
Absolutely.
Meatsmith condiments.
Beautiful mustards, pepper saya butter, smoked salt, nice olive oil. I like the Mount Zero one. And on their website, they have cool Luxe hampers. So you can buy like olives, olive oil, dukkha, etc. Also, St. Ali online have a really good selection of like chilies and oils and coffee and things like that. It's a good place to shop online. Also, drinks, D-R-N-K-S, have a great selection of like natty wines and fun little beers. And they also have a really good grocery section where you can buy, again, like chili jams.
They also have like ceramics on there.
Yes, really, really good gifty place. And their shipping is incredibly fast and their customer service is really good.
Oh.
If you're in Melbourne or Sydney, it's next day delivery.
Wow.
And like they will text or call you and be like, if you're not home, like where would you like me to leave it? I can see a pillar. Do you want me to leave it behind there? Really good.
That's nice.
So that's a really great place for anyone that you need to get some sort of drinky things for.
Yes. And they have some like packs of things as well for the holidays. How nice. Oh, I definitely want to buy some expensive wine from them. Cool. That's the end of the gift guide episode. And then Wednesday is the beginning of our holiday giveaway. First and foremost, head over to our Instagram today, make sure you're following us, because Tuesday we'll probably post the first
teaser
beginning of the competition.
Okay.
Which is so exciting.
Really exciting. Let's wrap this up because I'm sure it's been a very long episode, and we will see you on Wednesday, not only for the giveaway, but also for a KK Spectacular.
Let's do it. Catch ya. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.